Well, next to Canada's next Prime Minister, Mark Carney, who has vowed to win the trade war against US President Donald Trump, Mr. Carney, who took 80% of the vote in the contest for the leadership of the Liberal Party, said there would be retaliatory tariffs on US goods until America showed his country some respect. Now, sometimes in this country, we go to extraordinary lengths to find an Irish connection to a person in the news, but in this case, the connection is real. Mark Carney has held Irish citizenship for many years, although he has begun the process of renouncing this because he said a prime minister should only hold one citizenship. Three of his four grandparents were from Mayo, and when governor of the Bank of England, he had a map of the county in his office. To find out more, I'm joined by Deirdre Giblin, who's the chair of the Irish Canada Business Association. Deirdre, thanks for joining us. I was thinking earlier that it's a shame Micheál Martin isn't visiting Canada this week, because by the sounds of things, he'd definitely get a warm welcome.
He certainly would. And Micheál Martin visited last year. We were delighted that we helped influence that visit last year. But yes, it's such a positive story for the Ireland-Canada relationship. And I first came across the strong connection with Mark Carney, which was less to do with his grandparents, which is obviously very important, but it's very much to do with the friendship shown to us at the time of the economic crash.
Will you tell us about that? Because Canada was an ally for Ireland during the crash, and Mark Carney is part of that story.
Absolutely part of that story. And the story, there's chemistry between three people at the heart of this story, which was Jim Flaherty, who was then the Canadian Finance Minister, Michael Noonan, our own Finance Minister at the time, and Mark Carney. And there was a lot of soft influencing and tougher influencing happening at the time. And there was conversations and meetings with the IMF, the European Bank, the World Bank. And there was deals that needed to be got over the line for Ireland, and particularly the whole process around the alternative promissory notes, which Mark Carney was part of designing that with Michael Noonan and Jim Flaherty, and then part of socialising that whole idea with the people who were the influencers and needed to make the decision. And I met Mark Carney in 2013. He came to Ireland to honour, who was then the late, sorry, 2015, the late Jim Flaherty, who had died in 2014. And himself and Michael Noonan talked about those conversations, talked about the importance of trying to talk to countries who would say, kind of, Ireland got themselves into this. And Mark Carney basically saying, come on, they're doing all the right things. Let's help them. Let's help them over the line. And Canada, we were in the same constituency, they're called, within the IMF. And Mark Carney and Jim Flaherty very much spoke on behalf of Ireland at that time.
Mm-hmm. He's now in a fascinating, a very difficult position because of the relationship, the fractious relationship at the moment with the United States.
He is. But to be honest, that relationship has helped him get elected, because we now have three terms of the Liberal government coming to an end. And there was not really an appetite for another round of the Liberals to come back in. So the Trump tariffs have absolutely kind of mobilised Canada, number one. There's two big sayings out there at the moment in Canada. One is elbows up and the other is vive la Canada. And very much that's across all parties. That's not purely to do with the Liberals, obviously. But Mark Carney is now heading into a situation where he's going to make a decision in the next few days. Will he call a snap election? The election has to be called by October. The Parliament sits again on March 24th. So a decision will be made in that period of time. And then he goes head to head with Pierre Poilievre, who is the leader of the Conservative Party, who has Irish roots as well. But up until Trump coming back into power, it was a dead cert the Conservatives would win that election after three terms of Liberals. And now they are neck and neck. So I'm fascinated to see what Mark will do next.
How significant is the trade relationship between Ireland and Canada? Because we've all become fascinated by trade relationships over the past few weeks.
We have. We never knew what a tariff was, half of us, until a while back. I did, in fairness. I think it is much stronger than people realise it is. So therefore, we have a relationship that went from around 3 billion between exports and imports to around 5 billion. I've updated them the last few days. And we see a relationship that in Ireland, what we export, and it is very much us exporting over to Canada, mm-hmm. which is around pharmaceuticals, organic chemicals, inorganic chemicals. And what we are bringing in from Canada is cereals, foodstuffs, and then quite a lot of mixed smaller type products. But then the trading services relationship is huge. the whole financial sector, the law, regtech, fintech, all of that, it's very, very sizable. And there is an opportunity to absolutely double that, particularly in a time of trade diversification.
All right, just back briefly to the Mayo connection. His people, I think, were from Ochagour, is that right?
Ochagour. I was just getting, I was hoping you, Rachel, would come out with that. Ochagour, I tried.
Which is near Westport, I gather.
Yeah, it's about, it's southeast of Westport, yeah.
All right, and it was his grandparents who left, so presumably there are still people in County Mayo who remember his family.
There would be a big welcome. I'd say a few pubs now tonight in that little town would be fantastic to be in.
All right, listen, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. That was Dr. Deirdre Giblin of the Irish Canada Business Association.